At the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, I am visiting with Paulson Marketing, and I've got Heather Kovrig and Sarah Stever here. I know that you guys do these periodic studies. You've got a new one out that you're sharing with people here. We'll just let whoever wants to jump in. Tell me about this latest study that you've done, and then we can get into some of the results that you found.
Okay, this study was based on, I'm Heather Kovrig, based on how multi-generational farm families are making purchase decisions and their philosophy behind those. As since we're trying to really meet the global demand of food, there's a lot of different purchasing decisions that are going to have to go about that. Is it additional land? Is it better yielding hybrids? Is it larger pieces of equipment? Or is it just adding technology into it? And so we really wanted to find that answer as to, so how do these multi-generational farm families make that purchase decision as the older producer brings, you know, history and insight and experience, where the younger generation is bringing energy and enthusiasm and even the knowledge of technology, and how those philosophies work together to make that purchase decision that's best for their farming operation.
So tell me a little bit here, background on who you studied or interviewed in order to get your results.
We did 14 interviews with multi-generational farm families throughout the Midwest. Some of the states were North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Kansas, Missouri. So we try to stay around our service territory of that, you know, Midwestern territory. So,
all right. Well, let's talk about what you found. I mean, what are some of the things you learned that you would like to share, and that especially this agri-marketing group that we're here attending with would be most interested to know?
I think one of the things that was most fascinating that came out, and what we did was kind of break them into two groups. There would be the experienced farmers, which would be 46 plus, and then the budding row crop producers, which would be 25 to 45 years of age. And what we found is that there's a lot of brand assimilation within families. So, and for a few different reasons, if they're more comfortable with a product line because they're either experienced with it and they know how to run it, as equipment gets more complicated or technologies in terms of inputs and seeds, if they're more familiar with the brand, then they're more likely to stay with it. And there's that influence that comes down through the generation where dad or grandpa was helping make these decisions. And then there's also just practical aspects of, well, it's something I know how to fix, you know, and so I'm going to stick with the brand for that reason. And so as marketers, when we're thinking about how do we break through that, we've got some real challenges ahead of us because of those brand assimilations that happen within generations.
So knowing that kind of information, which I think would validate what we might logically sort of assume, right, to a certain degree, what then is kind of like the next thing in terms of how do we as marketers, you know, make use of that information?
Well, I think one thing that you have to consider is that because things are so complex, people are really making considerations all year long. It used to be that there was a cycle that was very seasonal, and I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore. So as a marketer, we've got to be thinking about our communications being out there consistently over the entire year and not necessarily having the seasonality that we used to think of. And that's true across all of the inputs and equipment and things that are complicated technologies.
What else? What else do we get from this information?
Well, as Sarah was talking about brain assimilation, there is really four key aspects within that assimilation. It's familiarity, it's consistency, it's integration, and even relationships are key. So as marketers, we really need to touch upon our consumers in those four different areas. And we really need to think of new and innovative ways to reach them. One interview that we conducted, a farmer had an on-site demonstration with a Cat Challenger. He's a John Deere guy. He got the on-site demonstration. He was actually able to use it and work with it, build a relationship with that dealer, and he bought it. If he didn't have that on-site demonstration, he would have stayed with Green.
The study information that you're sharing, can we find that online? And if so, where do we go?
Agribranding.com, or you can also find it on PaulsonMarketing.com under the Agribranding tab.
So what are some of the other results of or findings of your study?
We also found that the generational gap for online usage is really narrowing and closing. The older generation of farmers are utilizing online at some points in times even more than the younger generation is. One farmer says he uses it 1 to 2 hours a day for business purposes, really going on those online forums, because they're not just using it as Google searches. They're really utilizing it to gain information and knowledge and how to really, you know, work into their operation. And the younger generation is using it as well, but they're using it more for like a peer network type of a situation, really going after and seeing what their peers are saying with it, looking at reviews and also talking on forums and gaining a peer aspect that way.
When considering the different generations, I think one of the things we found was very interesting is that the older generation is really interested in minimizing their costs. And the younger generation are more interested in maximizing their profits. And so an older generation sometimes has a harder time scaling up to the prices of things these days. So as marketers, we need to remember that we've really got to give them the tools to help them make that transition to what the profit can actually be when the cost of all inputs are rising.
Well, probably when you look at the generational aspect of this, they may have a lot of memories of a time when, you know, pinching pennies was extremely important. Great information. New study research coming out from Paulson Marketing. Enjoyed visiting with Heather and Sarah here. We're at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.